This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, welcome back. This is our second share on Bereishis. So again, we want to thank Rav Gedalia Schwartz for sponsoring this week's shiurim on Parshas Bereishis. If ever anybody would like to participate in sponsoring any of the shiurim or in upcoming work on Sefer Bereishis, please let us know. The Baal HaTurim, in his opening comments to Sefer Bereishis, has a number of comments, a number of remuzim, a number of allusions and hints, and the Siyata Deshmaya, they fit together like a glove, and that's what we would like to do today. The Baal HaTurim begins by discussing why the Torah begins with the letter Beis and not the letter Aleph. And he says the Beis is Bracha, Aleph is Aror, and therefore I'm going to begin with a Beis. And then Rabbeinu Bechayi says the Beis stands for the two Torahs, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So amazingly, in the very first letter of the Chumash, we already have an allusion to the Torah Shebalpeh. Then Rabbeinu Bechayi says, the word Bereishis could be read, Bara Shtei, that God created two. He created two Torahs, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So both the letter Beis alludes to Torah Shebalpeh, and the word Bereishis could be read, Bara Shtei, God created two Torahs. Furthermore, the Baal HaTurim says, the word Bereishis could be read Barasa Shai. God created 310 worlds for every tzaddik. Fourth, the Baal HaTurim says, the gematria of Bereishis, which we're going to figure out right now, Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yod, Tav, which is 913. Which is 913, is Gematria Shisha Siddarim, Sheish Siddarim. There are six orders of the Mishnah. Okay, isn't that amazing? Bereishis is Gematria Sheish Siddarim. So I would just like to bring to your attention that these four Perushim fit together like a glove. Number one, that the Torah begins with the letter Beis, for the two Torahs. Number two, Bereishis is Bara Shtei, God created two Torahs. Number three, Barasa Shai, God created 310 worlds. And number four, Sheish Siddarim. We know that the Mishnayos end off with the following, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Oilamais. God is destined to bequeath to every tzaddik 310 worlds. Shenemar, lahanchil oyave yesh. To bequeath to those who I love, I have. Vayitzreiseyam amali, and I will fill up their storehouses. So God is destined to bequeath to every tzaddik 310 worlds. Now, Reuven Margolius, I had this chus to be at his kever this year, January time, in B'nai Brak. What's it called again, Mr. Ben Chabib? I think it's Nachlas Yitzchak. And Reuven Margolius says that we tend to think that Shas Bavli ends, Kal HaShoyna Halachas B'chol Yoyim Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. And Shishay Surei Mishnah ends, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Olamos. And then it says, Shaloi Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Baruch Hu Ela HaShalom. What's interesting though, Rav Reuven Margolius points out is, and we'll ask, what's the significance of 310 worlds? God is going to give every Tzadik 310 worlds. Of what significance is that? By the way, the Tosfos Yom Tov says that when God gave us Israel, how many kings did we conquer? 31 kings. And Chazal tell us, God gives us in this world like an akeva, who gets 10% of the assets. So if Eretz Yisrael is 31 kings, That's 10% of the 310 worlds. Okay, but be it as it may, Rav Reuven Margolis is of the opinion that this statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi is not found anywhere in the Mishnah. In fact, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is not even a Tana, he's an Amora. And it's a statement in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf that God is going to give every tzaddik 310 worlds in the name of Rava Bar Mari. So, says Rav Reuven Margolis, there's a reason why we end Shas. You know why? He makes a remarkable cheshbon. If you count the number of prakim of Gemara there are on Mishnayis, there are 310 prakim of Gemara. Every world of Olam Haba corresponds to another parak of Shas. So basically, what they used to do is, back in the day, who could ever finish Shas? So I would learn one parak, you would learn two prakim, he would learn a third parak, and between all of us, we would learn the Ganze Shas. But, so you'll say, well, that means no one person is going to get all 310 worlds. Oh yes, they will. Because there's a halachic principle that if I can't do it on my own and you can't do it on my own and we can only do it together, then we're both chayiv. So if I can't learn Shas on my own and you can't, and we have to learn it together, it's as if everybody did the whole thing. So we say at every Siyam HaShas, even if I only learnt a small amount and you only learnt a small amount, we're all going to get 310 worlds. But the reason why we end Shas that way is because that's how many prakim are in Shas. There are 310 prakim in Shas. So it comes out rather remarkable. Rabbi Isai, I believe all these Perushim and the Baal Turim fit together. Number one, God created Tarshu B'Chsav and Tarshu Baal Peh. God created Barash Day, He created two Torahs, Torah Shabbat Peh. Bereshis is Gematria, Shisha Sidarim. And you know what you're going to get if you learn the two Torahs and you learn the Shisha Sidarim? You're going to get Shai Oilamos, Barasa Shai. It's all the same shot. All these various Ramazim work together beautifully. Now watch this. Says Reb Chaim Falaji in his 50th approach to how the end of the Torah hooks to the beginning. We already learned one. Bereshis is the book of vision. Le'enei kol Yisrael, Bereshis shebara Isa. Did you see? But now he says another pshat. Bereshis is barasa yesh, barasa shai. You created 310. Now Marvar Aboisai, who's going to get Olam Haba? The Mishnah says, kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek. All of Israel will have a chelek in Olam Haba. Shenemar va'amech kulam tzadikim. Everyone's going to have Olam Haba. How much is Olam Haba? 310. So the Torah ends, Kol Yisrael! Kol Yisrael what? Kol Yisrael, Baras Hashai, all of Israel is going to get 310 worlds. So that's another connection of the end of the Torah to the beginning. So I like to suggest that on Simchas Torah we dance in a circle, because as we're finishing the Torah, and we come, just when we think we come to the end, no, the circle continues. We go right back to the beginning, the end of the Torah. It's a circular Torah, it's not a linear Torah, it goes right back to the beginning. So that's the end of the Torah Shebichsav. Kol Yisrael, says the Chaim Tchila, Kol Yisrael gets what? Bereshis, Baras Hashai, the 310 worlds. Now, Reb Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, also, which is a really triggered this idea in my head. He wants to connect the three Perushim of Barasa Shtei, the two Tyrais, and Barasa Shai, and Shisha Sidarim, and they all fit together. But he hooks them together another way. Because the Arizal says that not only does the end of Torah Shebichsav hook back into the beginning of the Torah, the end of Torah Shebaal Peh hooks back into the beginning of Torah Shebichsav. So how does Torah Shebaal Peh end? Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahanchil L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik, Shai Oilamos. So the end of Torah Shebaal Peh, circular, back to the beginning of Torah Shebichsav, Shai Oilamos, Barasa Shai. Now, watch this. You ready for this? Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Asin HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehanchel lechol tzadik v'tzadik shai olamos. But that's the Mishnayis doesn't end there. The Mishnayis ends Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta leimatza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha liYisrael ela shalom. Now, if you had to summarize the last Mishnah of Shas into three words, it could be summarized as follows. Shai, that's Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and Rabbi Shimon Chalafta is saying, bracha, shalom. That's, right, if you had to summarize the last Mishnah of Shas into three words, it would be Shai, bracha, and shalom, which is gematria 913, which is gematria Bereishis. The Arizal says the gematria of shai, bracha, and shalom is 913, which is the same gematria as the first word of the Chumash Bereishis. So here's another way in which the end of the Mishnayis, shai, bracha, shalom, hooks back right into the beginning Bereishis. So my good friend Rav Matis Friedman sent me an amazing gematria. This is going to blow your mind. So basically, the beginning of the Torah. I mean, this. Forget that. Forget that for a moment. This should blow your mind from Arizal. That the gematria of the executive summary of the last Mishnah of Shas, which is Yesh, Bracha, and Shalom, is the same gematria as Bereishis 9:13. And the same gematria as Shisha Sedarim. But if you take the gematria of Bereishis Bara Elikim Eis Hashemayim V'Eis Haaretz, that is the gematria of 2,701 Zroim Mayed Nashim Yeshuais Kachim Taharais. Yeshuais we're using instead of Nazik, and that's the terminology used in Masechta Shabbos. So in the Sefer Shevet Eish, where is it? I actually ran out to borrow it from him this morning because I wanted to put it on the sheet. Shevet Eish from Rav Shmuel Eliezer Toib, lives on Techeles Mordechai Street number 3 in Yerushalayim. He figured out numerical value Bereishis Bara Elikim Eis HaShemayim Eis HaAretz 2,701 is the same as Zroa Moi Noshim Yeshuas Kachim Taharais. Mav Rabbeisai, and on that note, we should be Zoicha that Le'enei Kol Yisrael, I think we could say as follows. Not only who's going to get Shai Olamos Kol Yisrael, but who is going to be Zoicha to learn the whole Torah, namely Shisha Sedarim and the two Torahs, and Bereishis Bara Elikim Eis HaShemayim Eis HaAretz. This is a promise that the day will come, Umala HaAretz Dea Kamayim Le'yam Mechasim, where it will be Kol Yisrael will learn Shisha Sedarim, Kol Yisrael will learn the Shtei Torahs, and Kol Yisrael will be proficient in Zroa Mai Nashim Yeshuais Kachim Taharos. Rabbi Sai, Agizunta Shabbos Bereishis. Shkoyach.
Yeshkar Shabbat Shalom. You know, Yisrael starts with Yud Shin. So you have to come up with that 310. What does the Reish Aleph Lamed?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.